Okay.
I think
there's a door.
There's a big window and door.
Okay. There are windows.
I thought we were just looking through the window. I don't know the door.
Well, we were scouting the place.
Like a flight class door. All right.
There is a garden roof with a, you know, with a door going down. And then there's the, you know, the actual penthouse level with windows. So.
I'll look around through the penthouse windows.
So, fortune favors the brave, so I pop off a nullification shot at somebody. Which ones are there again?
So, Moloch, a guy in the cloak, and a guy wearing white.
Have you landed yet? Yeah, I just kind of want Tinker to leave, you know, before the bike starts because you can get hurt. You want to make sure you don't.
I can carry you. Okay. I'll have
you.
Are any of them beefy?
No. Some of the guards are kind of creepy.
They're guards?
They're like goons.
Yeah.
See, that's the proper attitude.
Goons, eh? No more humans.
I want to
get tired, goons.
So how does it work with... I mean, nullification takes out, like, powers that can be used defensively and or stats.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and or body. So I have no idea what defensive...
Highest one.
Okay. Alright, I shoot Malik.
Unless you know. Unless you want to hit the body.
That's a good idea. Go for the guy who thinks he's the devil.
I shoot Malik and bring up my force field.
So what, where are you shooting him from?
Through the window.
Through the window? Oh, okay.
You're in the elevator with us.
I can fly.
Like you people.
What the hell is in the elevator?
Eric.
Chris. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric
wondered
on
lame
mode as
we
watched. So you shattered a window and hit Moloch.
I didn't realize there was a physical.
Of course, there's got to be a physical component to all these things.
Okay.
Everybody can fit that in on a cartoon.
The nullification beam has a physical component. That's all right.
Well, I guess
and hit Moloch, bathing him in an eerie white light or whatever.
That's correct.
White light. That's
eerie. He's helpless. Get him, boys. I say.
Everybody make initiative. So right about this time, the elevator doors open.
Can I roll what that does?
Good timing, I say.
Yes.
So how does this work?
The other side of the elevator doors.
So it's your power versus fire at the door.
My power.
So it must have accounted to have that just was going to
go. So your power is an AVEV and 5 is an OVR.
So it's us and an accountant that happened to be in the elevator. When we
Alright. So I need to roll a 4.
Guy got in on the 28th floor.
Alright.
I'm sure he both got off.
So.
No,
I get.
No, we aren't stopping for you, Dave.
Alright, so Kevin, I roll a 19.
Oh, yeah, the elevator operator.
So that's like. My 12 is. So that's here, right?
Yeah, so that's 4 columns.
1, 2, 3.
So 11 counts as 1 because your base number was less than 11.
Okay. 4.
So it's 4.
Alright.
And then 12 versus 5. Knock it off one more time.
12 versus 5. And I roll again?
No, and then do the 4 column shift.
12 versus 5. So. 8
so,
plus.
And then 4
columns. Well, 12 versus 5 is 7.
Okay.
Then 1, 2, 3 to A.
You like the way
A plus 1, whatever that is?
A is your actual
like
score.
So, 13?
It doesn't
13.
And what's that?
So you shut down his 5 power down to negative 8.
Okay. You said his fly power?
5 power.
Okay.
Which, negative 5 is the lowest thing you go, so. So when he needs to recover, you have to go, I guess, make it a 5.
Alrighty.
Is he down?
No. It's just nullified one of his
It just
powers.
Sucked his power.
Which apparently he had one, so.
Oh.
Well, if
okay.
not, it sucks his body.
So that means, yeah. If he goes down, then we know he doesn't have the power, right?
No, well, it won't go down. He'll get his body will go down to 2. At which point, one of you... I think it's 2. Oh, you're right. Did you change that?
No, it says 5. Okay, so...
5's what I have normally.
Yeah, but a lot of people have higher. A lot of people don't.
Not in this group. We're all pansies.
Not pansies. Okay, so the only people... Okay, everybody make initiative roll.
Done.
Get that.
Wall back.
I get to roll initiative too, right?
Yep. So, alright.
What's the oldest bomb?
Me?
Yeah.
I can explode.
It litters filled with materials all around the room.
But you should be in the elevator, so when the door goes ding and open.
No, in the guard.
I could.
Except it's like Die Hard.
It would suck if for anybody in the elevator with me.
Yeah, whatever. Dramatic effect.
The poor elevator operator.
So I'm expecting four people, and there are three extras.
Make the lead bad guy twice as tough and double the number of bad guys.
I just add more guards.
Oh, really?
So they're normal.
There are 300 people. Maximum seating capacity. 16.
Speaking in an auditorium full of diners.
No, they're having their barbecue. Yeah, that's good.
NRA convention.
There was a news story a while back about in LA somebody hijacking a minivan full of black belts going to a karate convention.
Wow.
I think I saw it on Jon Stewart, but he was saying, like, you know, people who learn karate just, like, dream of the day when somebody will mess with them. They can react in some sort of dynamic way and stop being made fun of, like, in school.
You know, they'll be wearing
those. So there are nine of them in a minivan.
Okay, 60 or more.
Me.
Okay.
60. Oh, 60. First.
There's some really great robbery stories.
Roll up.
Like guys walking around
on
average,
like, standing still,
throwing roll. Somebody.
The robbery store.
So actually,
that's one of my favorites.
So before the round actually starts,
or
anybody can turn on any defensive power.
Okay, that
includes dispersal.
Okay. And then now you
to roll.
Mine's automatic. Mine's always on.
Well, I tell Tinker to take off, because, you know, she could get hurt. You better be on the ground, you know.
I get inside. I turn on my full vision so that I have 360-degree...
Okay.
All right, here...
What's the special effect of that?
It's all psychic powers. So, Dave, that's the boss guy.
You're never going to do well in that movie.
I guess we're
going to go like the
first
can
you asking questions later.
Apparently.
So...
Well, I don't hurt anyone.
Kidnapping and all kinds of stuff, so he's a bad guy. So I try to knock him out.
And my main with? Power doesn't hurt anybody.
Just hit him.
Okay, so you... Okay, so you walk up to him and you hit him.
See the book? Whoever has the book?
Pretty much.
I'm desperate.
Yeah.
Oh, he got the book?
He has a dex of 5.
Okay.
Hit him. Nope, Dex 5, Body 4.
So the type tells you what kind of power you have, right?
Yes, either
type
dice
A,
or auto.
Ace, auto, these dice.
So you get one dice action, two automatic actions. So you can do an automatic action to turn on a power, or use an auto power.
Type A.
One dice, two automatic.
Type A slash B.
Alright. I guess I can turn on my detection.
Is there any
radiation?
No. I do 5. Wow. Okay, you knock them unconscious.
Who's that?
Moloch.
Oh, well. That's because you went too fast. 55 or more. Okay. The cloaked guy.
Yeah.
The girl here.
Yep.
And you see, so he hasn't seen the guys in the elevator yet. He sees you, and you standing outside, well, kind of floating outside. So you randomly attack someone. Who?
What?
Are you using a radiation gun?
Nope.
You're more powerful. you can't wait till the 80s or the 70s roll around and people using microwaves near you and you just absorb it.
Oh, actually, it's going to...
My potato is still tepid.
Well,
damn it!
Range attack. Unless he's got a ranged attack of some sort, he probably wants to hit me because they're all outside the window. He's got a ranged attack. I don't think he can take you all down at the same time. But then again, if he doesn't, you guys are gonna take him down.
It's so tough to be a cloak.
Okay, he doesn't multi attack on the three.
What did I just?
Whoa! The guy's flying outside.
The guy's floating outside. Well, let's hope we go unconscious.
That's the 3 days. No, you just be floating.
How does one do that?
Really?
Yeah. Usually.
It's just
so multi attack.
Well, what is your...
So he's attacking three people. That means you all have +2 OV RV.
What's the problem with this attack? Lightning?
Oh, lightning.
What?
Lightning.
Who is it?
What if, unbeknownst to the guy flying,
is the wizard?
Yeah.
He was actually being chopped up by telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
But the wizard isn't, doesn't. It's just, generic power. It's like, I don't know how the hell you can guess that.
This guy in white is the wizard?
Oh, actually, shit. Actually, no, the guy you hit, how much damage did you do?
Me?
Five.
Reps.
He uses hero points. Because I don't want him to go down that quickly.
Yeah, he does.
So, you can use 2 hero points to negate 1 point of damage.
Is that the cat?
Up to your body. So you can negate 4 of them. Hero points.
That cost him 8 hero points?
8 hero points. So he took a point of damage.
Body. Too bad I didn't do a crap load of damage.
So you can use your hero points after you roll?
No. Yeah. So the only time you get to use them afterwards to avoid damage.
To avoid damage.
So if someone's rolling, you have to use your hero points to increase your movement or something. Someone used hero points before. Oh, that was a sportsman. Okay.
Yeah, he used the sportsman to knock me unconscious in one shot with a floating, whatever. High life.
Sportsmaster.
Professor. Why do I always think he's the sportsman?
Oh, sportster.
40.
45. He pushes it really high.
Pushes what really high?
His lightning attack.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
He uses 39 hero points, which is most of what he has.
And nobody's going to have actual resistance to this, because it's going to be electricity.
Well,
pushes
it
back up to 26.
Okay. And then what?
So at this point, if you have hero points, you can increase your defense. Either your dex and your body.
Yeah,
so well, is it body that resists us, or is it mind or spirit?
You can't decide. Find out what he's going to do to you before you put it.
No, you can absorb damage with hero points once you know what the damage is, or you can adjust your defense before he attacks you.
Actually, you're right. It's not.
Well, actually, lightning should be dex body, shouldn't it?
Or a spirit.
It's just an illusion. It's mine.
Mine spirit.
Mine.
So he's not actually killing you.
Okay, he's pretending to kill us.
Why couldn't he attack you then?
Because you're in the elevator. He hasn't seen you yet.
Okay.
Ding.
So if you want to increase your defense, you can.
Every 3 points is 1.
Yep.
Your defense would
But
be
it's cheaper to buy up damage, right?
You can only buy so much damage.
You can only buy up damage equal to your body.
Or mine in this case?
Or mine
in this case.
Well, mine sucks.
Stupid.
It's what you get for
ordinary human.
Chasing every all your other areas? Here's where you pay.
Maybe I should, let's see. It's 26.
Yep.
So there's 3 of us, so that's a minus what?
So it's +2 to his OV and RV.
+2.
2 column shift.
2 column
shift. Well, assuming you have an int of 7, damn, it's going to hit you really well.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want to do it that much.
Assuming you have an int of
7.
26.
Okay,
I'm
going to
assume I have an
int of 7. Oh, man. He needs a 3.
Kevin just realized he was going to incinerate.
So what was he going to use? What was he going to do? He was acting about
26.
26.
acting value?
Yes.
It hits a green lamp at level
what?
It can do whatever.
Okay.
The right
he'll just do it. He just ups it by 3 points to 16.
But he automatically.
Oh, 16. So now he's
actually, yeah, he has to up. He actually has to up the AV and the EV.
I'm missing
something. So he changes it to a 16-16 attack.
16-16, huh?
16-16, so that's there. And
it's two columns just for hitting us, right?
Uh-huh.
We roll, let's say, an average of 11, let's say 5. But that isn't considered success, or are you automatically success?
It's not automatic success.
It has to be 11 at least, right?
No, to get column shifts.
Better than 11 to get a column shift.
Chances are he's going to knock you unconscious because you're just kind of
stupid.
You're kind of like a kid.
They need to roll. I'm trying to figure out. I've always done this from this side. I don't.
So what's your int?
3.
Idiot.
Is that really normal? Your defense? Your int, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So he needs a 4 to hit you. If he hits you, he knocks you out because your mind is really low.
A 4.
Yeah.
Why didn't he do it automatically? I see all 3s here.
Well, 2 column shifts for multiple targets.
Yeah, so 16 versus 3.
Oh, okay.
Ship 2 plus 4.
See. Ship 2, all right. So
actually, 3 people. I think it's 3 column shifts.
Is it?
Do
we do 4s, 2.
Are we all in the same?
No, wait. Multi attack, yeah. 3 to 4.
No, he's
plus
going
two.
Right now.
Plus 2, okay.
So he needs a 9 to get me.
He needs a 4.
He needs a
4.
3 column shifts.
Two
columns. Two columns.
Okay.
So 16 versus 3, 2 column shifts. So 16
four.
Versus 7, he needs 4 hit. So you could increase your int by up to, you know, double your int. You can increase your mind up to double your mind to increase the defense. I think he still knocks you out because he just kind of sucks.
The int is my int's better, and that's in the result later. Well, you just double both, right? And then.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, do that.
But you can double the...
No, what's the cost? How many hero points does it cost?
3 to 1.
3 for every level.
So you want to increase your int to 5.
Well, that's one. Later, after you whack.
No.
Before you roll.
Oh, int is... Okay, so
yeah.
They're both in the same column, though. I'm both 3 and 4, and which is the same column. Right,
so you should increase your int to 5.
Right.
Because 5 and 6 are the same.
Right.
That would
cost 6 points.
No, this is int. Int is the defense.
Yes.
That's just one then. So you have to buy.
No.
Oh, so you
three,
int is
right?
Int. No, minus 3.
Yeah.
Int is 4.
Okay,
so
that would cost you 3 points, and then increasing.
But
your
I could actually double int. I could actually bring.
That's
it up
true.
To
you
seven.
Can get
up
to 7.
I could actually bring it to 7. All right.
That would be 9 points.
Yeah, that would be 9 points. This is why I, you know, recommend Buffett to give a point.
That's nice. All right, so I'll do that. All right. And which will cost me three. Will cost me 9. Cost me 9 right there.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to increase your mind?
Increase your mind.
Or do you have to decide now? So you decide that later.
You decide now.
You can
write off damage.
So he declares he's increasing it.
Well, isn't this damage?
No. You haven't rolled yet.
Because there's only one roll.
All right. Okay. So and
this
now
is increasing your chance not to get hit. You can increase your chance not to get hit, not to take damage, and then after you take damage, you can reduce that.
It'll cost me 15 to do both of those.
Okay, so now you have a 7-5?
Well,
yeah,
7-5.
Okay. Anybody else increasing their defense?
Yeah.
Pointlessly?
I should probably do mine.
That's not pointless.
You know, if I don't live, you don't live, pal.
It's not like you're not dying.
Oh, she
went first, you went into the room.
Oh, good, thank you.
What?
I don't know it, but if I go unconscious, you fall. I don't.
That is true.
When you come back conscious, you'll scold Pink for letting her die. You must have panicked.
So if I just 3-9 points, I can get it up. 9 points. And my mind is.
I
guess I can do 18 points. So it's 9 points per.
Okay, so 9.
What did you actually get for your
So now I'm at 10-8.
Okay.
So it's in it, my muscle.
11.
No, I rolled a 30.
Actually, what?
I rolled a 30.
Yeah, do you want to go to the upper level?
Yeah, why do I want to do that? I'll just 2 points.
Okay.
So it'll be 18 minus 6. 12. 12 points to bump 2 levels up.
So what is your...
So I'm at...
ERV?
Mine 7.
Okay. Yeah. So 9, 11. He needs a 9 to hit. Woo. He's only got one. He only does one roll. 10. He just barely hits you.
No call.
And then...
Man, no effect.
Maybe.
And what's your defense?
7.
Hey, Mom.
7. You take 10 points.
Alright.
10 points?
Oh, actually, he was actually not trying to kill you. So he did need an 11 to hit you.
Let's keep
And he also, that's with the column shifts.
Well, she's sleeping. She worked last night.
He had 3 column shifts, right?
Yeah. So he missed Wu.
Do I? No, she does.
Dave had a...
Yeah.
But if he would have barely nicked Wu, Wu would have taken 10 points.
Yeah, because...
Everything's fine.
It's 16 versus 10. Is,
I don't know.
Is it versus 10?
9.
If it's 9, it's 9.
I'm very happy.
No, no, actually, 7. 9, 7.
Okay. 16 versus 7 is 10 points.
We could find
7.
Out.
Well, it's 2 columns.
I'm going out like a light.
Ha ha.
2 columns just for the RV also, right?
No, that's true. So he would have done less damage.
Yeah, but either way, you can hit me.
So either way. So, Dave is 9 defense? 7?
7.
7. 7. So 7, 2 columns. Points shift, less than an extra one. He's going to try to kill you. He hits you.
Maybe it's early.
Apparently.
Defense in mind was 5.
5 with 2 column shifts. You take 9 points.
What I can defend it. I can use points for that.
So,
you can only buy back a little while more.
You can only buy off 4, which still leaves 5 points and still leaves the unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't want it.
Okay.
So you took 9 points. You can buy it up to your mind. In damage,
which is 4, right?
No, 3.
So there's no point.
So you still be unconscious.
So you still be a 0, because he's not trying to kill you.
That's okay, I can catch him.
So you fall unconscious, you're kind of floating there.
What? You don't fall if you feel unconscious?
Apparently not. What because of flying? You're flying.
I can catch him.
I could be. Okay, sure. He falls.
I can catch him.
Because it'll give you bonus points for catching him. Unless you want to let him fall.
Can you catch all of us?
Oh, you were able to.
Everybody's going unconscious.
Can you hit me?
You missed him. What's your...
Did you roll
less than 11?
I thought you rolled a
3. My int is
6. No, he needed 11. 1,
2, 3, hit you.
Yep.
Probably not.
Wait, you had the same
right. My mind is 6. I figured he did 9.
Yeah,
you did 9, not a target of 9. I think
you can't actually... No, you don't have a hero point. You go unconscious, you fall.
You fall? Both of you fall? I can catch both of you.
Yeah,
I'm sure Tinkerbell takes care of it.
I can fly with a car, I heard.
Okay, so that was... 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 50 or more.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but no. Do we have a, when or if do we come
up? So when the door opens, there are 4 guys there.
I'm ahead of 50.
Actually, no, you're climbing up the stairs.
No, I left them because I decided to leave the elevator outside.
Oh, okay, you leave the door. Okay, so you're in the elevator, ahead of 50. When the door is open, there are 4 guards there.
After an hour, right?
But they don't have their guns out because they're
because
they just heard the fight start, so they're kind of surprised. So they're reaching for their guns.
So I don't have a clue that these guys just got blasted.
You do hear, you did hear a bunch of obviously some kind of fight going on.
You see the broken window.
I see the broken window.
No, you didn't see the broken window. You don't see that part of the room. Story.
I don't even see the foot guy or any of those.
Oh, this is where the guards are.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, take out the guards.
So you're in the elevator.
Okay, so I got a pretty coffee.
Just you, Coop.
Apparently. Lightning Gale just take me out.
Oh. Yeah, okay, we're in, the 3 of us are in the fight now.
You should have rolled initiative already. You'll be in the fight when you're initiative.
How strong Dex just sees things like.
Oh. 3.
3. I only one player attack, all 4 of them.
Okay, so that's what?
2 conscious? 2
So they have a 7 dex, you can see.
Okay. Yeah, it's 2 conscious.
57.
Your initiative?
Yeah.
Alright.
You should have gone already.
It's all right.
Well, it wasn't paying attention.
It was pretty unlikely I would be able to handle this place.
True.
And the strength against me?
Their body is 3. With 2 conscious, now 7.
1 conscious.
Okay, they're all wounded. Chris. There are 4 guards there. We've just been shot.
You hear a fight behind them in a different room.
Oh, you walked up and punched them all?
That was not really the damage.
No, I'm still invisible, so I'll just run by them and help the other guys with the fight. You guys have to
go.
You can hear
the fight in the other room.
I will.
Yeah, I can't be going again.
Okay, so you will run over to yellow fight. So that's what you do this round. 45 or better.
Unless they seem to be in real danger from the goons.
Almost.
Unlikely.
They're just goons, right?
I think so.
I tell the goons to stand down in the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I'm going to intimidate them like I did the ones downstairs. Tell them to get into the elevator and push the
basement. You only get 1 action a turn?
Automatic
1
dice action.
Yeah.
So your power should have a hide next to it. Well,
5 invisibility, skin armor, and then invulnerability.
You should look it up, see what type.
Yeah, what do you get?
2 automatic, 1 dice. So 2A, 1D action.
So all his are automatic.
Yeah, and I think they only matter when I get hit by something.
Yeah.
So I want to try and intimidate the guys into getting in the elevator and going away.
Okay. So they have a base of 3. They were hostile, but they just got shot, so they did a little more.
Not shot, just punch.
Okay, punch. A guy punched them.
The guy carrying a gun punched them.
That's true.
All 4 of them. The guy carrying a big gun decided to punch them instead.
That's true.
Yeah, they're like, all right.
All right, they're stupid. 4 conscious. And then minus your 2.
I'm going to have to go over this one.
Okay. We've got the rest of you.
3, you said? Yeah. Okay.
She disappears.
Yep.
Gets knocked unconscious. Something else.
3.
Yeah.
And then 2 to the right.
So
trying to stay for the next round of combat.
12. I need a 13. I miss.
So close.
Okay. Chris went.
That was 45. 46.
46. 45. The guy in the white suit picks out a gun. And shoots you full of ice.
Ice?
You.
Okay.
Actually, are you? You don't know this, are you?
Ah, the icicle. I should have known. I missed the clue of the cat.
Is it icicle?
Yes.
This is scary.
With dispersal, is this Dex body?
Yes. Okay. So he'll just try to cover you up in ice.
Okay. I'm a 13-13.
Okay. I think good heart. I think he's 12-12. I guess you'll use some hero points.
Use 40 hero points.
No.
So, it's not like he's going to lose the next 50, game. He should use them all. The life reserve.
Exactly.
Why is Abel?
Exactly. How many hero points do we have at the beginning of
it? About 40.
65.
Alright, so he needs now. So he raises it up to 15-15. Versus your 13. So he needs a 9. 13. Nine, 2 conscious. And then 15 versus 13 is 7 points. And that goes off of your dex, your base dex.
Okay.
So, is that more than your dex?
That is my dex.
Okay, so you're frozen in a block of ice.
Okay.
Which you can probably phase through, but that would be your dive back.
Okay.
So that was the icicle's turn.
That's 45.
45. Anybody else besides the goons?
43.
Oh, yeah.
I catch those two. I try to catch them. Can you roll anything?
Yeah, I'll roll. Don't roll like less than 5.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
11.
Okay, so you catch them both. They're not really heavy. You've got enough strength, right?
Yeah, I can lift the car.
Okay, so you catch them both.
All right.
Yeah. Amateurs.
I'll set them on the ground. Can't wake them? No. Slap them around a bit. I guess they're not coming out of it.
They can. So you can make a desperation recovery at the end of the round. I'll explain at the end of the round. So the goons that were being attacked, each took a point of damage. They take out their guns and shoot Eric.
Always a good idea.
Okay.
So what's your dex?
Green.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, some of our steps have to be normal.
No, that's true, because you have other things that cost points and that kind of good. Oh well.
This is where you die.
So they're not trying to kill you. Now that I realize it kind of sucks.
We all suck.
Jesus. Did you get a clue of that Thunder God? Yeehaw, they kicked
Hey, you guys just busted right in. So fight, you didn't actually have to fight.
We had a two-prong attack, man.
Yeah, and there are a lot of you. First one, misses
when
what?
The superheroes have to say, we'll overcome them with numbers.
Second one misses. Third one misses. Yes. Oh no, third one hits. Last one hits. Hopefully they knock you out. What's your body?
4.
So you're gonna take a point, and then you're gonna take 4 points. 2-0.
What's the factor cost of non-dex kind of attributes?
6. So you can spend 2 hero points to remove 1 point of damage.
How many hero points do we have?
Yes. You have 0, I have 0, everybody else has
3 to increase
like
the
40
or something. Yeah, I have 0.
I have 71.
Okay.
60 some.
67. So that was them. Okay, so at the end of the round, you can make a desperation recovery check, which costs 20 hero points.
Should spend on these guys?
Anybody can spend them on anybody else, or you can spend it on yourself. And basically, that gives you a recovery roll. Like what
Dave said. 20 points, huh?
Yeah.
You have points, right? Dave doesn't have points. I'll spend 20 points. You can spend 20 points, and you can
bring yourself out of this?
Yeah.
Really?
To get yourself a recovery roll. Otherwise, you have to wait now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you,
I couldn't do this on... Because I've done this on 51?
You do it at the end of the round.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But now, why did Dave do it already? I don't
Dave did it because he was out of an hour. For an hour. Like,
oh,
the very first
today,
fight,
just now.
When he got knocked out, he waited an hour, then he got a recovery roll. All
right, I gotcha now. Roger, you're welcome.
20 points, huh? All right.
Do I have a chance in hell of coming out of this?
Yeah. It's like what you did before.
It's like what you did before.
5 versus 0.
Okay.
All right.
5 versus 0.
20 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to make
it. Because your current condition is
you're rolling your will against the zero.
That's true.
All right. So it's 6 against 0.
It's mine.
Don't blow it.
Man. 10.
You got all your points there.
On mine.
What?
Get your meaty paws off me.
That's all you need. That's it, so...
As long as you roll like 7 or more, you get everything back. Unless you were a negative.
Well, I mean, even with my crappy mind, I think I only have to roll... What's considered the bold is what's considered success, right? So you need
well, we
no. What's your mind, Dave?
4.
4 versus 0, you need to roll 5.
I roll 5. I thought it wasn't a success until you hit the bold.
If you roll a 5,
No, the bolt or column shift.
Zero is
you, you don't column shift. So if you, unless you hit the bolt.
Right. Okay. If you roll a 5, you'll get all your points back.
Alright.
So you spend the 20 points?
Is it the end of the round?
It's the end of the round. Sure. You don't have to.
I'll do it.
Alright, now
we're villains can't do this. Uh-huh. It's in the rules. You can spend points to have the villain do it if you want. It'd be really nice.
Roll more than a 5?
Yeah.
What? Okay. You wake up.
Like, they're falling through the fast and you can't
catch them or something. Yeah, it's true.
Alright. Like, it never worth
catching.
Except for the fact that I'm missing 35 hero points.
Damn you, people. We don't like candy. Okay, initiative.
Well, we walked in without doing anything. They upped their attack to blow us all apart. And he did the multi-attack to blow us by literally all apart.
I have to leave, so.
So you're in a long way.
I guess. I'm pretty sure I could get out of it, but apparently I can't.
So. Strong luck.
You're too cold.
Too cold. Just right. 60. 55.
Yes.
Okay. So you're still there with four goons who are wounded. Do you punch them all again? Do you shoot them all?
Laser them.
I do not intend to kill them. That's taken care of by all the
conflict. You can shoot them with your gun and take a worse kind of shot.
You only have a dex of 3. How are you going to punch them all?
True. I got lucky last time. I'll shoot them all. They're not still.
Okay. Do you care if they die?
Yes, I care.
Isn't that so that's plus 1, plus an extra 2, so 3 column shift.
Wait, what is the shoot to not kill?
So
Different between I care if they die.
If you take a 1...
Yeah.
If you take a 1 column shift penalty, you can't reduce their body below 0, or whatever it is. Otherwise you can't.
So what's the other 2 column shifts for?
Multiple.
Oh, okay.
It's hitting 4 people.
It's only 2 column shifts to hit 4 people?
Yep.
3 or 4.
Does team attack only apply to melee?
Every attack.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Good thing there's still 3 of us.
Can people go away?
Yes.
What's the damage on my gun? The EV?
Yes. Yeah. I think I'll kill you.
Yeah.
They have a 3 body with 2 colleges.
So it's treated like they have a 7 body.
4.
Throw them out now. And then he lays wait. So did you roll 7 or less on your attack? Okay, so your gun has a reliability number, R number. So if you roll that or less on an attack,
I rolled a...
So, but if you roll that or less on an attack, your gun breaks down, you'll fix it.
Okay.
And this applies to, like, any equipment you have. You guys have a reliability number.
Wait, does everything have a reliability number?
No, but most everything does, because it's pretty expensive.
Especially things I made.
So I think yours is, like, 2 or 3.
I don't see where it says revoke.
So there should be R number. Or R pound.
Yeah, you've written down R pound is 2 on my gun.
And then I wrote down like rage next to it.
Yeah.
So that's when it goes out of control and starts shooting everything.
And fill out of ammo. And I've got 10 ammo
in
this gun, so I just used 4 of them.
R pound.
Use 1.
Yeah, it says R pound 3. And that's the entire suit breaks down?
That particular power I use.
Okay.
So automatic stuff like flight, you only have to roll once a day. But your attack, you roll every time. Alright.
Oh, I have unlock.
Yeah, I know.
Should use that for me to catch him.
That'll suck. It's more for the, you know, villain trying to get away with everything. Same for Aerith. Apparently, you both have home life.
Yeah, I have an home.
They're just too appropriate for the character.
So that was, what, 50 or more?
That was 55.
55. 52. Icicle goes. There's nobody here as far as he can tell. Because he doesn't have any special vision powers. So he will shoot the next guy that comes through the door. 51, Moloch.
Yeah, well, roll below average.
He's going to do the same thing. At 50, the wizard says, well, it's timely.
Just like that? It's nice doing jack yet, but fall down.
It's nice doing business with you, Moloch. But you're too dangerous. You attract too much attention. Spirit travel. I'm actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do that. He's gone.
So he's gone?
So he's gone. Could, if he was only there enough business,
could Pooh follow him if he were away?
Yeah.
So whatever he does, it was kind of visible in the
background. Yep,
that's
what he really wants.
I'll fly up and attack.
Aren't you gonna talk? All misunderstanding?
That's two. We just shoot him first. They shot him first. Yeah, but since he shot two of us, well, he, like, knocked out two of us, I'm just gonna go up and shoot him.
Okay.
Yeah, I could talk, right? Can't talk and shoot?
Yeah, I can talk and shoot. Although it's less effective if you're shooting.
Hello? I should just talk. I'll talk.
Alright.
Clap and talk. Give yourselves up. Give yourselves up.
Yeah,
we still have the chance.
Alright, so you're going to try to intimidate them to give themselves up?
Yeah.
On both of them?
For
both of you attacking?
I guess I'll... Talking to the room.
Crap, this could be... Well, it's influence aura. Versus, influence spirit. Each of them.
So what?
So one of them has 4-4, the other one has 7-6.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be tough. Hell, they're also hostile to you, actually. So it's gonna be really tough. You sure you wanna do this?
I'll try.
Okay. Just roll really high.
Okay, so yeah,
that's not too bad.
4? No. What did you roll?
7.
No.
Yeah, okay. So you don't give up?
We don't give up apparently.
Alright.
45 or more? 40 or more?
40 or more. I got 45. What you got?
45. Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to do, Peter?
I'm 45.
So you're like on the 15th floor. You can fly up.
Oh, but I actually fell some?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You decided to fell, yeah. Yeah. Fly. Wow.
So you can fly into the room and attack someone.
Sure, I'll do that. Definitely in the room.
So do you want to... So there's the guy with the white stuff on, funny hat, and then
the ball. The do I know who is the guy that actually ordered the stick? He said a specific person. That
Moloch.
And Moloch was...
The Satan-looking guy.
The Satan-looking guy. Yeah, so
who is there?
Who is there? That's the guy.
So what do you want to do there?
Kidnapper of children's...
You yell out as you attack him. He looks confused. And then you attack
him. Feel my wrath.
What the? I'm going to attack him. He's got a dex of 5. Oh, you know, you could try to dodge. That would have helped a lot.
Wow, man. Acrobat, I could have used acrobat.
Oh, wow. I have a whole lot of you.
I used to do that, don't I? I lost a crap load of hero points.
Actually, no, you couldn't have done that.
Why? Oh, okay.
Because you were... It takes an automatic action, but you were using yours to move and keep Donald up.
Oh, I wasn't doing that. That is too automatic. and a die.
Yeah, so one of them is moved.
Oh, one without, so I would do two automatic.
Yeah, so, as long as you're, as long as Tinkerbell's loading people, that's you
talking
pretty much can't dodge and move at the same time.
Talking's not an action, right?
Talking's not an action. Unless it's a long speech.
Alright, so good to know that.
Good old US away.
David Donald, that's the important thing.
Okay, so his dex is 5.
Of course, theoretically, you'd say, oh, that doesn't matter. Okay, anyways, yes. So that would be my attack would be Threadier. And we had one column shift to be non-killing.
Okay.
Crap. Which I can't find. Where is it?
It's just one column shift.
No, I know. Okay, so must be 9. I have a melee of 9, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, so 9 versus his. Well, 7, so you're trying to kill
him. Versus his 7. Okay, so I have to beat 7, right? So I have to roll 5 or 6 over 6. I guess I won't, but I should, I don't know, we'll see what, how this goes.
It's like a 9, you know.
Oh, wait, with column shift, right? Yeah, right about column shift, right. Jesus Christ. Alright, doesn't happen.
Always rolling low.
4.
Too bad.
John. So, Eric just...
Took out all the guards. I'm going to pull my gun and move into the main room.
Okay. So you move in, you see, you know, the guy, white guy, sort of funny hat. And you see Moa.
Have I moved into the... Into the other side yet?
Not since you go slower than me yet. We're 43, you're at 41.
Mm-hmm. So you can shoot them, you can talk to them. They just try to, you know, skewer one. Moloch.
So where are the kidnappees?
What kidnappees? What are you talking about?
The ones that you took. Mr. Moloch, I believe.
I do not deign in kidnapping.
Well, then, why are we here?
That's why we're here.
What would put us here?
Stickman. Stickman Moloch and Gatefulness.
Stickman said that you're the one that's at the heart of this.
Nonsense. I would never. Let's see, Stickman. I don't even know the Stickman. Stick person.
I describe him.
Sticky is how I could call him.
Well, I can see where to get the nickname. Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Fair enough, sorry. I can discern the truth of this if I touch for a moment your ashtray. By the way, John Gilmore, psychic investigator.
I see your Adam TV. That's
your professional to see what the hell's going on.
Sure. Versus 4.
Yeah, TV's back then.
You
want to step over there? I want to step up to his ashtray and touch it. Do a plus cognition.
Okay.
I want to know what was going on. What?
You can roll
was
and see how far back you get.
Was the Olympic Games?
44? No. I got 11.
Was it actually during the war?
So,
yeah, or that was just
yeah, before.
Six.
Yeah.
I so can see back.
There were some people
six,
with
six, which is
the penthouse.
Up to 4 minutes
for
that.
Actually, no, why? There might not be a broadcast.
I want to run back with their conversation in this room
for
the last 4 minutes.
So basically, Wizard was there to talk about an alliance with Moloch. They were just talking about the details. And, you know, criminal thing, but they weren't talking about it. You know, these guys.
My psychic powers tell me that you are trying to arrange an alliance with the wizards, but not having any discussions over the kidnap victims.
No, very perceptive of your powers. Everybody can make perception roll.
And somebody close to you,
Bob, or Bill, or
B-name.
It's okay, B-name.
And,
Will?
Yeah, versus 8.
8?
7, maybe.
Thank you.
What?
7 gold.
Whoa. Did you roll 7?
Yeah.
No, not roll 7. Wait, 7 gold.
Was
it
8? Falling from my
throat.
Okay.
Oh, no. I thought it was... I only hit a 6.
My resistance target is 4, right?
Your what?
The resistance is 4?
No, 8.
I missed. Damn. Pathetic.
Does anybody get any results?
Nope.
Anybody roll at least a 9?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you notice on the desk a piece of paper at the top saying, Master Plan.
Struck gold.
I lift it off the desk and start reading it.
Wait, combat's over, right? So.
Yes, combat's over. I don't know if you want to do that.
Master plan.
Oh, these are all Jewish. Jeffrey's Jewish. That's
what it was. What's this? We look at it. What does it say? What does it
say?
Does it say? In the middle of combat, you're reading somebody's dissertation?
No.
It's combat's over.
Oh, combat's over?
I'll start talking to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I walked into the room, so
stop fighting and start talking.
You just need a strong leader up here. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you said on hand. Stop fighting, and they did because you were influenced.
No, I just started talking with them. You were just dealing with what's wrong, but from a young lad like you, I can understand that.
I remain invisible and watch the super criminals closely.
Okay. So it goes something
like.
I look
like I'm about 15.
You know, kidnap these people. And it goes, you know, do this, do this.
Turn them into soap.
And at the end it says, you know, it says, move kidnap people to this address. And it's signed Moloch at the end.
So, how do you explain this?
Better take him in.
But I've never seen that before in my life.
Is he lying? Is he lying? Come on. You can tell, right?
Actually, that's true. You should make a close combination now.
Right.
Oh, you don't have to.
Okay, I'll make a close cognition now.
I shouldn't have suggested it. Rocky doesn't hear me.
Okay, I don't then.
So, Moloch denies ever having seen him.
Is he lying? Is he lying?
Well, we'll know you're lying if.
Well, you can't tell.
Wait a minute. But your buddy just said, is he lying? Now you might think I should do a close cognition.
That's not what close cognition is.
Oh, okay, I see, I see. We'll know you're lying if these people aren't here when we get there, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
I turn around and head back to the elevator.
Well, that's
anybody? Okay, so everybody. Okay, so you two roll at least 9. Anybody roll at least 13? On that one
second.
Perception roll, I ask you.
I got a 11. I
got a 9.
Okay.
David roll.
Typical. I suspect Chris didn't roll either.
Stupid
as a rate.
Yeah.
Do you add anything to this?
While
no.
We were rolling?
We were making a perception roll.
You don't, wait. You
don't. It was a perception roll, but I'm also asking for the actual roll.
Okay, 10.
Oh, the actual roll was 9.
Okay.
Then it's dex plus intelligence for perception?
No.
No, it's
plus. And you don't add them.
Well, what's your roll?
14.
14?
Actually.
Yeah, you came in, you were invisible. The piece of paper wasn't there on the table when you first came in.
Impossible!
Do you mention this to us?
Yeah, there's lock the door, shut the windows, there's another invisible guy in here.
Do you tell us that the paper wasn't there?
Yeah,
okay. That's odd.
I do a postcard.
Okay, so now...
Lock the door.
So now CV actually beat an 8.
Oh, my detection's still on.
Beat a what?
Yeah, they're not redeeming.
Damn.
So with your 14, so what's your int?
My int is 4.
Okay, you didn't see her.
There's another invisible person in here.
So you come out of invisibility and say this, or you say this
out
of disembodied here? Yeah. What? There's an invisible person in this room.
So we can't see. Well, we can't see them anyway.
Shut the doors. Get in front of the windows.
I'm in front of the window.
I only get a combat round on the first card on that paper.
Which is like farther back. Yeah.
So, if anyone tries to get out of the window, they'll get irradiated.
You have to remember.
I can't do that.
Carriage turn. And
which I turn around and I close the door.
Which one assigned to which?
I try to carry island when I do.
Okay.
Don't roll double one.
Oh, here it is.
The invisible person is long gone.
Carriage turn.
So no one gets
after a brief search.
No one gets irradiated?
No.
Does Dave try to come off through the window?
No. In Donald's character, who still doesn't have a name apparently, unless
Penny.
He happened to roll
Penny.
It.
Penny.
Penny.
All right, Penny. Once the block of ice falls out, she's not in there.
She's what? She's not there?
Nope.
She's not there.
She
left
the note. Left the iron on.
She's
left the iron.
She
left the iron on.
How well do you know her?
She's her. And somebody never
met
the
GM.
All Star Squadron meetings.
Oh, well, that's right. You don't know. Secret identity.
What about the guy that blasted you all?
He's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, some of us can see invisible, right?
Yeah, if you have a vision power. Or if you just make, you know.
I think the wizard was trying to set you up, Mr. Moloch.
Someone.
I should have to investigate this.
Perhaps he's trying to take
over
the gangs.
We came in here and blasted everything.
Well, if you decide you'd like any help investigating.
Ah, thank you.
I'll be certain to blow this a little
bit. Would you like to call a press conference to talk about this interaction with the wizard?
No, no need to do that. I like to keep a low profile.
Understood.
Huh? We'll head to the next
location. Well, if you need any help, give me a ring.
Ignore him.
We'll do that.
My antenna on here.
One guy offers help, the other guy puts it in. So another way the superhero can
roam the after the cup.
I'll be ambivalent cop.
I'm gonna head to the location and see if
okay. Oh, make a perception roll. Or I don't know if you actually made it. So roll two dice.
What happened?
So basically
last I knew we were shooting people.
John talked to them and
they
found
all
out
down.
All the big misunderstanding.
We should team up now. That's how it works.
The big crime boss in the city is really...
Well, Moloch is the crime boss, but he didn't do any kidnappings.
He was being set up by the wizard.
The guy who was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
The one that shot us.
On his way out, the wizard left this note, which Moloch did not write. It's labeled master plan on the front. And explains the plan to kidnap all these people and sign Moloch at the bottom.
The important thing is we think we know where the kids are.
So, five! I got a 16.
They left it there with the address.
Six?
On
I paid fucking 20 points to come out of this just so you can tell them to calm the hell down.
God damn it. Next time you go in fist blazing, young lad.
Six versus eight.
So, was that three?
Well, at least I don't have to fly.
I have to not,
no,
have not attacked anyone, yes.
Versus
I wanted to be sitting on the freaking patio when we started to fight, but no,
so
we had to start a fight in the middle of the air.
Is that right? I didn't.
I'm like,
so
look at me. Yeah.
So this doesn't count. So 15 counts as one column, and then a 16.
Okay, so one.
I could, yeah, I could
and your will versus
the patio.
So my will is six.
Woo, I love fly.
and then one shift left.
One.
No, okay. Obviously, it's fast.
So you actually saw.
Yeah. Not all of us, though.
I'm not a
fan.
Some of us should be backup.
Will. I'm not going to describe it. Someone actually will find me.
That's not me.
Ew, fucking many cell phones.
So you happen to see a girl walk into the room, put the paper on the table, and then walk out.
When did this happen?
Well, she was obviously invisible to you.
She was invisible to
you? Yes. Well, I mean, she was invisible to everybody else, but they weren't.
Okay,
and
so
you could only
was,
barely make her out.
It looked like Julia Roberts, maybe it was
pink. No. So, but you think the wizard put it there?
Well, that's what I've been saying.
So...
You gonna tell us about the woman?
I'll call Shannon over and
an invisible woman.
And ask him if
her real name.
I'll tell him there's an invisible broad who came in here and dropped that paper on the table.
She said broad. You guys really connected us.
What's she look like?
Is there a reason you think the wizard did it?
Moloch, we've just learned the wizard had an accomplice.
So no. I guess not.
All right, you people are all cranks. I saw a woman walk into the damn room with the paper there. Does she work for you?
Or no, he doesn't work for me. So
what does she look like?